No one around, we go downhill. I got up and flipped it like beef on grill. Always been kind, don't think your boy weak. That's why I only keep my family around me. Playing my cards and get a fair chance. I don't need the freebie, got my own hand. Feeling like El Gato, I got 9 lives. Playing two hot boys, I'm from the south side. Pray grandma.
Yeah. About to lose control on this one, you won.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, hi. Oh, sorry.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All right, fantastic. All right, well, you can see that it connected all right. So this is how you would bring on a caller, you know, on the switchboard. So you get, you know, you can see my name on the switchboard, right?
Yeah, so initially it was muted. Your microphone, I could just see your name, so I just had to...
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Right, so everybody who calls in, it'll be the same thing. Everybody will have their own line, just like you see me, and you'll be able to mute and unmute people. I'm gonna log on real quick so I could be on the same screen, so just give me a second.
Okay.
All right, so you see how when the show starts, music comes on automatically, right?
I played the song. I didn't hear any music. I was just playing around with the songs on the side, and then I pressed play, but I didn't notice any music come on automatically, unless it was because I had pressed a song beforehand. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so.
Or maybe it was. Maybe it was. I thought it was a track I chose, or maybe it was a track that was already selected and I thought it was the track I chose. Because I didn't recognize the title. I just pressed one of the songs on the side. Okay. What's the green icon on screen, it says?
Okay. Now, I think you only set the show for 15 minutes, right?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, I just wanted to, we just do this real quick as soon as I get my computer to cooperate. It doesn't seem like it wants to open up right now. Yeah, but once the show connects, you see everything gets a bit more lit up, you know, or like the lights come on or whatever. And you could access all of the songs that are, already in the switchboard. You could pretty much play whatever you want. Now, once you stop a song, or you know a song stops playing or whatever, and then you know you got to start talking.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Let me go to the studio so I can be right there with you. So you know, pretty much, I mean, you would do, you know, whatever it is that's on your mind, whatever you want to talk about, whatever kind of topics that you have. That you wanted to put on the airways, you know, or whatever guest that you want to bring on, you're definitely welcome to bring them on. We do try to monetize things here. When I do certain interviews, like independent artists and unknown people, really, then I may charge them like a small fee, for the interview or whatever. So we do stuff like that.
Okay. Yeah, so I think I recall you saying, I think we discussed this, whereby, the more established artists, for example, would sort of have the money to say, but I would do my best, obviously, to say, about the fee, but it might be that some of them would just sort of...
No, well, I mean, that's really after, you know, you get a little bit more, you like, established with it anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, when people get to, you know, be more familiar with, you know, your show and stuff like that. And it starts to, you know, it starts to build up some. So, all right, so let me see. So whatever it is here, you know, on the side, you can look for songs, you know, boom, whatever. You go to search. You can put in whatever name. Said over on the side here, if you wanted to, you know, upload something, you could upload it right here on the screen. You could do that. The callers, you know, be lined up on the side over.
Hello. Oh, it says your call has dropped. Hello?
Okay, yeah, I'm back now. I had dropped you off for a second. I don't know what happened. You hear me?
Okay. Yes, I can. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, this number at the top, that guest calling, that 646 number that you see, just ignore that. That used to be the old number, but for some reason it never changed. So just, you know, so just ignore that.
Okay.
All right, you got any questions?
So there is a prop. You've got the up-to-date number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think. Yeah. I might have some people in America calling, but for the majority of the UK people, they would probably use the link.
Okay.
Yeah, but if I how would that work then? If there are people who want, like, do you ever have people call in, and it wasn't kind of. Like, can people just call in and it's not scheduled, that if they don't have the link to call in? Or would that the only way to do that be via that number then?
Yeah, it's either you would have to, you know, invite them like ahead of time, give them the link. Or if they had some other kind of mechanism to call in, they could call in using Skype or whatever other kind of mechanism they wanted to call in, but they would have to use that telephone number. If you don't give them like the link ahead of time, but people could just listen. All right. They could still just listen on their computer if they don't want to, you know, call in, you know, they could just listen through the website.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I suppose I was just trying to explore how interactive it can get. So ideally I'd have to plan ahead and send people the link, yeah, to make it smoother rather than trying to
I would do that particularly, you know, for the, you know, for the guests, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, but I mean, you could do that. I'm not quite sure how many you can invite, because they consider that, you know, they consider that co-host. I don't know if they have a limit to it, but they may not. You may be able to invite as many people as you want. Just put in emails and separate them, and you might be able to invite as many people as you want. So, you know, whichever way that it works out, you know, better for you, then, you know, I'm pretty much open for it. You know, it's not going to really be like a whole lot of restrictions, you know, which way. I mean, I'll be here for, you know, consulting and different guidance and stuff like that, but, you know, what you do with your show will be, you know, pretty much be up to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, that sounds good. I think switching to my personal laptop, I can see things are a bit smoother, so I'll have to use this laptop. Okay, and I can also see now how I would upload a song, for example, because before it wasn't letting me do that. Okay,
you see over here on the side where it has that little upload audio arrow, right?
Yes, and now that's working, because previously it was just kind of, it was there, but it wasn't clicking onto that. So I think it was the browser was just limiting the options I could click on. But yeah, I can see that all now. I can see how I would upload a file from, I would have to save it and upload it. And like you said, name it with my initials. Yes, I think that's it really. And hello, can you hear me? Oh. Hello.
Yeah, I called back in for my regular. I just called using the regular number this time because it kept kept dropping. Yeah, but that's pretty much it. Now, when do you think that you would want to start? Because we would want to actually introduce you. So I would want you to to come on my show for like a couple of times so we can introduce you, and then we would start then we would start the promo.
I'd have to do some drafting and thinking around, just to have a rough plan and guidance. So I'll need to take some time to do that. It will probably be looking at kind of a more like December probably.
How about after the new year?
Yeah, that could work as well, like a sort of new into the new year thing, yeah? So I could plan all the way through and just have the content, like at least, just a rough idea of maybe the future, but the first one definitely kind of, yeah, I think new year would be great.
Yeah, because we normally go on hiatus from the middle of December until after the after the new year, we normally shut down and we don't do any shows.
Okay.
Everybody's on holiday, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
You know, so that's the way we usually do that, and then that'll give us time to do the promo and to roll out like your show, whatever. I'll have a flyer created for it and all that kind of stuff, and then you could do a couple of promo drops and we could use that for IG or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, sounds good. So when do you sort of go offline from? Christmas break. When do you sort of start your Christmas break? Offline.
I have to look at the calendar, but it'll probably be around like either the second or the third, usually like the second week in December.
Okay, that's fine. So we'll start kind of, and then you start back after New Year's?
Yes.
Okay. So the interview on your station will schedule for the New Year, is that correct?
The interview, who are we talking about, you?
As in me featuring on your channel to introduce the show, or would that we start building that up from earlier, or would we start building it up from next year?
No, we start building that up from now.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So, all right. So it should be getting ready. You should be. You only got about 25 seconds left. It's gonna cut off. We'll be able to continue talking, so that's like another thing that you could like see right now. Even after the stream ends, the people that are listening online, they won't be able to hear anything after the stream ends. But whoever's on the phone line with you, you can still continue the show. Sometimes I've done as much as maybe, sometimes you run overtime. And I've done as much as maybe 15 or 20 minutes, like, overtime.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. But it's just the people that's on the phone. Now, I don't think anybody else could call in after the show has technically ended, but whoever's already called in, could still maintain on the line.
Well, okay. Okay, all right. That's fine. Yeah, that's good to know. Okay.
All right. So I guess if there's nothing else right now, I know it's kind of late, kind of getting on the late side over there. So
Yeah. So I'm going to, appreciate your time. So I think next step is just, I'll start thinking and having some ideas and thoughts. And then let me know when your show is it Tuesdays? Am I?
Yes, it's Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, yeah. So, so I think, I mean, if you have a preferred timeline when we'd start promotion, if you could let me know, then I can have that in mind when I'd first kind of feature on your station to introduce that.
Yeah, if you could send me some of those new pictures that you took too, that I could use for promotional purposes. You took some really nice pictures.
In the white dress?
Whatever you want to send me. I mean, because there was quite a few of them. I think you were at a couple of different events. There was quite a few of them.
Okay, I'm assuming you mean where I've got braids in my hair. I don't know, or just the whole, I mean, do you know which one specifically? Just because I have posted quite a lot, so I don't know which ones you mean.
All right, well, I'll go back and I'll take a look, and I'll definitely tag you. I'll tag you with them all. I'll point them out somewhere or the other, and I'll say, all right, send me this one, whatever. Okay?
Okay. All right, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, so I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care.
All right, take care.
Okay, all right, bye.
Bye now.